From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The captain of the Maersk, Alabama, will be reunited with his crew in Mombasa, Kenya tomorrow. In the meantime, authorities are still piecing together how four Somali pirates forced their way aboard the ship and eventually into a lifeboat with Captain Richard Phillips. Today we have one version of that story. NPR's Gwen Tompkins spoke with a member of the ship's crew.
If John hadn't been getting just a little bit fat, he would never have remembered when the pirates showed up. He's on one of those 6 days a week you control yourself and one day a week you splurge diets. And last Wednesday was a splurge day. It was 7:15 in the morning and he was looking forward to eggs and sausage and grits.
And this was the day I was going to really eat. I was down there about 7:15. I was looking at my watch and I said, 15 more minutes. I had me a cup of coffee. About that time I heard the bells going. So I run down to the engine room and did certain things the chief engineer told me to do. And then he told me, go hide.
John prefers not to give his last name. In fact, the entire crew is skittish, worried that something might happen to them here in Kenya. But John says he's a motor-mouth electrician who's pushing 71 damned hard. He says he wants to let Americans know that merchant marines need more help to do their job safely. So here's the next part of John's story. When the bells sounded, the crew killed all the engines, making the Alabama effectively dead in the water. Then most of the men hid down below.
Well, you couldn't imagine how hot it is, because all you could do is lay on. If you moved, you almost passed out. I'd say it was 130 degrees or something like that, and we stayed down there 12 hours.
After about 2 hours down below, the crew heard a gunshot. A pirate on deck was trying to scare the chief engineer into revealing where the crew was hiding out. So the engineer took the pirate below, and that's when the engineer stabbed the pirate in the hand.
I think any one of us would have killed it, but I told the guy, I said, if it had been confirmed that somebody had been killed, I would have went over and killed him. I don't know what would have happened, but I was going to get my pound of flesh before I died.
But the chief engineer said they might be able to use the injured pirate as a bargaining chip. And on that pirate hangs much of the rest of this seafaring tale. The crew sank the pirate's boat, although John won't say how. That's how Captain Phillips persuaded the remaining three pirates on deck to take him hostage on the Alabama's lifeboat. But when it came time to exchange Phillips for the injured pirate jumped into the lifeboat faster than the crew anticipated. And the next thing anybody knew, the pirates were keeping the captain with them.
Nobody dared do anything because they had guns. I mean, they had AK-47s, and I'm not going to argue with them.
On Sunday, the pirate with the injured hand left the lifeboat finally and went to the nearby USS Bainbridge naval destroyer for medical help. Sometime later, in the gathering darkness, snipers shot and killed the other three pirates and freed the captain. So the man with the injured hand is the only pirate left alive to tell the story. But for now, John's talking. He's eager to get back home to Lake Helen, Florida, where he says nothing ever happens. And then he's eager to move back to his 87 acres in Alabama, where he says nothing ever happens. But before any of that can happen, John wants to shake the captain's hand. John calls Captain Phillips a taskmaster whose constant training saved everybody.
He is the type of guy that you kind of hate to work for, but you have a lot of respect for him when you do work for him, because he's probably right. And I don't know if you ever work for a guy that's right all the time. That's kind of the way he was. When the guy... He's a stubborn man from Vermont. Is that a good enough description? I don't think he'd get any better than that.
Probably not. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Mombasa.